The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Charles Fisher III. The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Psalm 50, verses 1 and 2. As a child, I knew when I heard my mother or father calling out to me in the yard to come back home. Depending on what they were calling for, I could tell by their cadence and the octave as to what I should be expecting when I reached the door of the house. It was a comforting sound which assured me that awaiting my return home, even in the worst of times, a loved one was calling out to me. This was a blessing that others may not have experienced, the voice of a loved one that brings comfort at all times. I long to hear the voice of the Mighty One. I have imagined what the voice of God the Lord might sound like, only to accept that it would be a voice that I desired and would bring comfort and assurance to me alone. Yet I understand that to hear the voice of the Lord and to comprehend that it is good, it must be a voice that resonates with all, a soothing sound versus a clanging cymbal. In the season of Advent, we await for the birth of the Christ child and his second coming. When Jesus was first born and laid in the feeding trough, the cry of the Lord sounded like the wails of a baby who was able to gain the attention of the angels. And who might hear his voice when he comes again? We will surely know when all the earth responds. The prayer is the collect for the second Sunday of Advent, Book of Common Prayer 2:11. Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.